Now, to introduce our theme today, I want to share just a small story which came to me from Jamaica. I don't know if it's actually a Jamaican story, but that's where I heard it from. And it's a little story about the only survivor from a shipwreck. The only survivor from a shipwreck was washed up on a small uninhabited island. And he prayed over and over, asking God to rescue him. Every day he looked out from the island for a ship or a plane or something or somebody who was going to come and help him. But unfortunately, as the days went past, he still saw nobody. So he collected together the bits and pieces that he'd managed to rescue from the shipwreck. And finally, he decided that at least he better try and build himself some kind of small hut so that he would have some protection from the rain and he'd have some protection from the sun on hot days. And he managed to do this using some of the driftwood. And in the hut, he put the few possessions that he'd got and decided that if nobody was coming to rescue him, the only thing he could do was, as it were, to make himself at home on the island and look after himself. One day, he'd been out searching for some food, and when he arrived back at his hut, he was horrified to see that the hut was on fire. It was in flames and smoke was just rolling up to the sky. It was the very worst thing he could imagine had happened. And he lost everything. He lost his shelter that he'd so carefully made. He lost anything that he'd put inside, any food that he'd stored up, everything was gone. And when he saw that, he was really angry and upset. And he shouted out, he was on the island by himself, "God, how can you do this to me?" He'd prayed hard, he'd asked God for help, and now it seemed there was nobody coming to rescue him, and not only that, every attempt that he'd made to help himself on the island had been completely destroyed. So he's concluded that maybe God didn't really care about him at all. And that night he went to sleep without a roof over his head, feeling very alone, very tired, very miserable, and still a bit angry too. Early the next morning, he was woken up by a strange noise. And when he got up and looked to see what was happening, he found that the noise was coming from a ship, and the ship was approaching the island. It had actually come to rescue him. When some sailors came to the beach in a small boat to pick him up, the first question he asked, of course, was, "How did you know that I was here?" "Well," they said, "we saw your smoke signal, and that's why we came to the island." Sometimes it's easy to get discouraged when things seem to be going badly, and to think like the man on the island, isn't it? God really doesn't hear us. He simply doesn't care about us or our problems. And so we must get on and do things in our own strength. But let's remember, the next time our little hut is burning, it may just be the smoke signal that summons the grace of God. We don't have to manage to do everything in life on our own, with our own resources. Even in the most hopeless situations, we can still rely on God and his help. It may not be the way that we expect God to answer prayers or help us, but he's still there when we need his help.